Good morning. Hey, this is Shanna with the Simply Soul Awakenings podcast. I am your host, and I'm so happy to be on here and talking to you guys. And before we get into our topic today, I just wanted to let you guys know that we're going to be in Eureka Springs this weekend, the Gypsy Soul Holistic Fair. Lots of vendors are going to be there with doing aura photos, tarot readings, tea leaf readings, boho clothing, crystals. There's just going to be a wide variety. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 11 to 5 at the Best Western Inn of Ozarks Convention Center. Admission is $6 cash and $8 credit card, and kids under the age of 12 are for free. And there'll be door prizes and lectures. We're going to have some really cool lectures. I'll be doing lectures both days. The first day, I'm going to be talking about interdimensional beings, the dragons, the fae, the angels, ascended masters, and star family, and how they work in our lives and how to connect with them and all that kind of cool stuff. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be doing Crystals and Stones 101. It's a great lecture to come to just kind of learn about some different stones and how we can use crystals in our lives for healing and transformation and ascension and all of those awesome things. So anyways, I hope you're able to come out and see us all and join us for the lectures and everything. And I also wanted to let you guys know that we got a lot of stuff going on this April and everything. I have the women's retreat. We're going to be in Broken Bow, April 21st to the 24th. And a matter of fact, our topic that we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be doing some work with this during that weekend and everything. So I'm excited about it. We do have a couple of spots that are still open. And anyways, if you would like to check into any of these things, these events, you can look at gypsysoulfair.com and check them out, and you can sign up for any of the retreats and all that good stuff. So anyways, all right, so on with the topic of the podcast. So today I'm just going to kind of touch on the Akashic Records. I know there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of books. You know, I have several people, vendors and stuff that do readings with the Akashic Records and things like that. My guides, whenever they talk to me, they don't call them the Akashic Records. They call them the Hall of Records, which is the same thing. That's just the way that they talk to me. I guess they always have to be different from everybody else. So there may be some of you that don't even know what the Akashic Records are or the Hall of Records. And this is a place that's where all of our records are kept, all of our information from past lives, current lives, our soul contracts. You can go into, just think of it as like this huge library where you can go in and you can see everything that your soul has done or gone through or is going to go through. You know, you can look at all of these things. And I don't know, I don't feel like, and I'm sure there's people that don't feel this way, but I don't feel like you can probably look at things that you're not supposed to. You know what I mean? I don't feel like we're supposed to know everything that's supposed to be happening in the future to us right now. You know, in this lifetime, do we get a heads up sometimes? Sure. But I don't feel like we, are allowed to really look, you know, and know what the future is. If we knew what the future was, that would be no fun, right? But there is definitely good reasons for us to have access to our records. And one of those reasons being is some of the stuff that I just went through here recently. And to be honest with you, I really didn't, I was not of the mind before that we could go into this space and remove any so contracts and things like that until I had some experiences that brought it to my attention that it was needed to be done. So I don't feel like we can do that with anything just because it's hard, you know, because otherwise, if we did that, then we wouldn't have any of these lessons in life, right? We're here to learn. It's the biggest classroom that we could ever have is this lifetime that we have right now. And even though it kind of sucks at times, those are usually when we go through the difficult times, it's usually our most learning moments. But that being said, I did have some instances where some people were taking advantage. I had one person in particular that was taking advantage of the sole contract. And this person had figured it out. And I feel like they almost thought it was kind of funny or cute, but it really, really wasn't. So anyways, I went to my guides and I said, okay, so this is what's going on. And they said, okay, let's go take care of this, basically. So they took me to the Hall of Records. And I was presented with that sole contract that I was supposed to be helping this person. It was kind of it was just a sole contract that I was supposed to help them on their journey, right? And so anyways, as soon as they were presented that to me and I was able to remove the contract, and there was a great healing, a shift that happened in my body, and that's what was needed. And I knew that that energy was causing those disruptions in my body. And because of me removing that contract, there was a great healing that happened there. So like I've told y'all before, I learned these things through experience, which isn't the easiest to do, right? I don't like having pain in my body or going through these experiences, but I know that I'm going through them for a reason. And then a few days, or actually just about a day or two later, and I was speaking to another person that had, I noticed that every time I talked to them that I started having pains in my neck. There were literally a pain in the neck. Isn't that funny? So anyways, I noticed that. And so I brought this attention to my guides and they said, well, you know, okay, so there was actually a karmic debt that was there with them. That's the reason why I had the issues that I'd had with this person in this lifetime. But that all that karmic debt was paid back at this point. And now there was just those cords were still there, right? So anyways, they took me back to the Hall of Records. It can be a healing space too. So they took me back there to the Hall of Records. They showed me that contract, showed me that it was, you know, it was fulfilled and everything. So I was able to remove that. And then yet again, that was another healing experience for me. And after that, my neck started feeling better and I wasn't having all the tension in it anymore. And, you know, just removing that energy, people are able to, whenever we're connected with people energetically, we just don't realize it sometimes how significant that really can be and how it can affect our bodies. So that was my experience this last week or so. And I know that I'm going to bring this experience and help some others that are at the upcoming retreat. It seems that each time that we have one of these retreats, I have something that happens that because I'm asking Spirit, what do you want me to bring to the table? Is there anything else you want me to bring to the table? And then, of course, there's something that comes up kind of like that. And so we're gonna do some healing work in that respect and learn what our Hall of Records are, what's in them, and those kind of things too. So it's gonna be an interesting weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. So anyways, that was my experience with that, and I hope that it helps you to kind of open your eyes that, you know, there's just so much more to everything, I guess you could say. There's so much more to, you know, the Akashic records than what we may even realize in this lifetime. Even those of us that really dive into it, I feel like there's just a whole lot more than we're just barely scratching the surface. Anyways, I look forward to talking to you guys again. I have some really cool podcasts that are going to be coming up soon, with some guest speakers, and I'm looking forward to having them on. We'll be having, the topics and what we're going to be talking about coming up, and I'll post those on Facebook and on the website, gypsysoulfair.com. So you can go there to see about the podcasts, the fairs, sign up for any of the retreats, all that kind of good stuff. So anyways, I'm really looking forward to these podcasts that are coming up, the retreats, the fairs. We're just really, really busy at this time. So it's awesome. I'm looking forward to all of it. So anyways, this is a short one today. But I really, really look forward to these next podcasts that are going to be coming up and everything. And I hope you all have a beautiful weekend, and I hope you're able to come out and see us. We'll talk to you later.